Sitka artist Steve Lowry has been around a long time, and his acclaim has grown along with the size of his portraits. Huge canvases that focus almost exclusively on the faces of his subjects. And while these faces are not often glamorous, every line tells us the story of who they are. So naturally, the best place for Lowry to hang his new exhibit is in a bar.
Every now and again, we go in there for a beer and some fish and chips. And we have mutual friends that we meet there. And Maite was looking around at the place and pointed out that this would be a good venue for paintings. And the more I thought about it, the more courage I got to do it. So she kind of kicked me into this and cracks the whip on the project, you know.
Maite Lorente is Lowry's friend and curator and sometimes collaborator. They partnered 2 years ago for an exhibit of paintings and writings inspired by the lives of Pam and Eric Beeler, who disappeared together from their home near Pelican in 2018. That exhibit, called The Squirrel and Bear, was mounted in a more conventional space with people slowly milling through, sipping wine and eating cheese. Certainly, there will be wine at the opening of This Thing We Call the Ocean. And over the run of the show, there will be pool, beer, and all the usual delights served up by Rita and her staff behind the bar. Lowry began his career in Sitka as a commercial troller, and This Thing We Call the Ocean is an homage to fishing and to maritime culture. The Pioneer Bar is probably ground zero of that culture in Sitka, if not the ideal space for art.
Fishing's been here a long time. We have these other powerful economic drivers in town, our tourism, our search hospital. But fishing's always there. It's like a stainless steel backbone, if you like.
Cruise tourism and healthcare are both growing in the region, but Lowry is correct that fishing binds everything together in Southeast Alaska, and Lowry's portraits demonstrate that the people who work in fishing bind communities together.
Some of those people unload the boats. Some of those people catch the fish. Some of those people repair the boats. There are paintings of boats at sea with usually gnarly-looking water, you know, because half the time it is. So I'm trying to revitalize or refocus our Sitka look at fishing.
The show features 28 portraits in all. Those already familiar with Lowry's work won't be disappointed, but they may also be surprised. Decades into his craft, Lowry says he's continuing to evolve. Maybe he's even loosened up a bit.
In this exhibition, there's two old paintings. By old, I mean like 20 years or 25 years ago. A couple of portraits. And then there's one more recent portrait. And they are strikingly different to these paintings. These paintings are the more tactile, the paint's thicker. The artist is clearly having more fun. That would be me. And they're heavier with the paint and more bold.
Others visiting the bar who've never heard of Lowry may chafe a little. On any typical day, the Pioneer Bar is an unofficial maritime museum with hundreds of photos of fishing boats representing several eras of fishing in Sitka from the early 20th century onward. Those photos aren't going anywhere. Lowry is just borrowing the wall space for a while. When his portraits come down, he expects that bar patrons will see the photos with a fresh eye.
Paintings are different than photos, but there's two art shows going on there, essentially.
This Thing We Call the Ocean, a show of 28 large canvases by Stephen Lowry, opens at 3 p.m. on June 21st in the Pioneer Bar in Sitka and runs through July 6th. Reporting in Sitka with help from Brooke Schaefer, I'm Robert Woolsey.